Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from JT, and here's what he briefly has to say. Hello Sane Man, I've been listening to you for quite a while. At 54 years old, with two divorces under my belt, I discovered that taking the red pill has literally been the greatest asset in my life. Your latest post discussing the futility of a relationship really hit home. I recently had this discussion with a woman who was interested in me, who asked me why I wasn't getting remarried. My response was, because there's nothing in it for me. Mic drop. 10 years ago, I never would have dreamed to have said something like that to her. At this stage in the game in life, mean what you say and dare to be disliked. MGTOW and your podcast helped me get there. Anyway, thank you for everything you do and it matters. Cheers from the United States. Well, JT, thanks for the donation and sharing your thoughts. It felt wrong making this content at first back in 2013. I felt like a horrible human being for saying the scary truth about female nature. It was an uncomfortable truth, but I felt that I couldn't live without saying it. I just had to get used to the toxic negativity of my words, and even I disliked what I was saying. But daring to do that has been a lot easier than just keeping those words bottled up inside, getting angrier and angrier about the awful truth. Whenever I feel like losing hope and that my words haven't made a difference, I get a message like yours. I also realize just how important it is to guys to have a new operating system that I've helped contribute to and spread with time. As for this video, think of it as a thought experiment. MGTOW philosophy provides us freedom that we never imagined possible. It provides us a new way of seeing the world as free men. Many men are already going their own way without realizing that there's already a philosophical school on the internet discussing truths that they already understand without words. But for some of us, we need to consciously go through the process and understand why we made the decision to be single. I was listening to a conversation Jordan Peterson was having about creativity, and he said that it's the artists that lead the way, and that they take a leap of faith and risk being wrong by spreading uncomfortable ideas and truths. Peterson says that the best way to predict creative achievement later in life is with early childhood emotional trauma. The best thing, according to him, in a sarcastic tone of course, that you can do for your children is to make them creative by dying young, by you dying young. Preferably from suicide in order to give them a better shot at suffering enough to try and make their condition better once they get older. The idea, I'm assuming, is to avoid suffering later in life by living life to the fullest. That's why it pisses me off when people are too focused on the dangers in artificial wombs and surrogacy gone amok with totalitarian countries trying to control their citizens from artificial womb all the way to tomb. My grandmother was an orphan as well as many children when she was young, and they turned out better than fine. I'll discuss more in a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs, before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to men walking away from women and towards freedom, Clown World Show. Going your own way is a new, or should I say, rediscovered way of seeing the world. I'm glad that I helped show some men a world they never imagined was possible. That's the point of an artist or creative type. I used to believe that theory wasn't as important as action when it comes to creativity. That's even after 4 years while in art school, when I was taught that making art was the easy part, but coming up with a reason to do it, that was the hard part. The point of art is to sum up the difficult to grasp theory into an image or artistic work. It's to show the existing world in a less complicated way so that people can theorize or conceptualize your point of view. That's why art baffles many people. People saw early Impressionist paintings and went nuts because there were certain rules the painters had to follow. Claude Monet founded the Impressionist movement, and people wouldn't display his art along other artists' works because they didn't actually know how to define them. Because art had to fit certain parameters. The conservative people in French society put restrictions on artistic freedoms and expressions. It's always been the way of the artist to defy convention. MGTOW today is certainly an unconventional way of life, JT. Going your own way breaks the rules of what a man is supposed to do with his life. It's like he's an impressionist painting, painting outside the lines. A man disobeying the rules he's supposed to follow. Most of our modern world is breaking traditional rules with regards to reproduction and having enough kids to reproduce our populations. There's a disconnect happening between those with money and means to have kids and afford multiple divorces and those that can't. A good example is Elon Musk. A while back, he posted a picture of Nikola Tesla as a very old man and said that it was very unfortunate that he never had any children. I think that Musk is baffled that a man could change the world, still be recognized today, and yet didn't thirst after moist cooches that would have been all but forgotten by now. He's also mentioned that he can't live without a woman in his life either. Hopefully that changes. The best thing he can do right now is figure out a new arrangement for our species. So he's sad that Tesla didn't have any kids. But the elephant in the room is that replacement reproduction and our advanced urbanized economy do not go together. Speaking of creativity, Musk is more like Edison than he is like Tesla. But I suspect that he wants to be remembered as a rebel the way that Tesla was. Then he probably wants Tesla's mojo and realizes that getting to Mars is tougher than he thought. So his legacy might be shifting towards the fact that he reproduced instead of completing his ambitious life goals. Musk, much like Edison, was good at putting creative dreams together to work on inventions and then take the credit for making them. Tesla, on the other hand, was a lone wolf that was free to experiment and tinker. He would invent things and would forget to patent them because he was off working on the next thing. He even said that no great invention was ever made by a married man. Once a man has kids, his attention usually shifts elsewhere. If it doesn't, then quite often his children hate him for it, for not being there enough in their lives. Unless he's fortunate enough to have an artistic loner kid that just wants to be left alone. Both approaches are needed. Musk improves existing technology and makes it useful and utilitarian. And Tesla was more about exploration. Musk didn't invent the electric car. It's been around since the early 20th century. He just perfected the mass production of it. He didn't invent the rocket. He's just trying to introduce its rapid reusability. He didn't invent the Hyperloop or the tunnel. He didn't break new ground, so to speak. That's why I'm not surprised that he's not considering going his own way a viable thing in his life. But he just had another kid through surrogacy with Grimes, meaning that he's going to make it a more popular thing to do. If he wants to help people, why doesn't he figure out a way to build a mass market for lower-cost surrogacy? That would help the birth rates rise. Now instead he's working on dating Natasha Bassett, and she might be wife number four. Imagine what he'd be able to accomplish in his life if he put his energy into inventing instead of smashing all those sexy starlets. How long can you keep doing this? When he's 60, he might be with a 25-year-old. The saddest part about life for him is, I don't think he's realized that in life, if you want to go far, you have to go alone. Instead, he's taken on hedonistic pursuits these days instead of trying to change the world. He probably understands that in 100 to 200 years, his name will be obscure compared to Nikola Tesla. The same with the Wright brothers, Gutenberg, Newton, and other MGTOWs that changed the world. To change the world as an artist and thinker, you have to work alone, so your ideas and vision don't get polluted by the biases and ideas of others. A very small group of men reaching immortality by spreading ideas, art, and invention. The majority do it through procreation, however. But procreation only buys you a few generations of that immortality. But if you play the lottery with your life and do something outstanding as a man going his own way, you can do so because you have all the free time you need. MGTOW is the only way for a man to fully express his creative vision. Yet creativity is falling these days because of the higher cost of living, forcing many creative types to work at things that they hate instead of things they love. A single man in many ways is at a disadvantage unless he lives in a two breadwinner household. So he's going to suffer financially with regards to his standard of living if he's single and has his freedom. That, of course, is only until if and when he gets divorced. Then the suffering will be greater. He's going to be isolated from most of his friends and coworkers that have chosen to pair up. He's going to be looked down upon as an incel loser by society because he's not remarried or has a family. He's going to pay the price of shame and potential loneliness for that freedom. But we all know that freedom isn't free. If Musk was single, he'd be shamed for not sharing his wealth with a woman, even if she signs a prenup. Having kids doesn't mean your personality and mentality will be passed down. I see reproduction as a lottery where you have dozens of different people donating their DNA, like winning lottery ticket numbers. For example, I credit my creative great-grandfather that was a painter and sea explorer for a huge part of my personality. I also credit my Serbian stubbornness, as well as the more cold and reserved Croatian grandmother, for my emotionally detached side. I was lucky enough to get the pieces to the genetic lottery, but you need 6 or 7 winning numbers. If you only get 3, 4, or 5, then you're just a second-rate copy. If we figure out genetic engineering combined with artificial wombs, then breeding the perfect son as a single man would mean your kid would have the advantage when compared to those born by mothers into a family. Then a traditional family would be like a BlackBerry in a world full of iPhones. It would be obsolete. It's technology that redefines the nature of family that the next big inventor or creative thinker will be remembered for. But that takes someone willing to think outside the box. No pun intended. And risk being attacked by feminist females trying to get him canceled from Soy Society. going off on a crazy tangent, it makes me think that there's a possibility that those so-called gray aliens are us from the future, where we use technology to reproduce, and we evolve to have much larger eyes and heads and much smaller bodies, where we finally get to leave behind all our gender-bending nonsense. But that could also be a future where we reach some sort of genetic dead end, so we have to keep coming back in time to get DNA from our ancestors, as a band-aid to fix the problem. That could also explain a lot of the time the so-called grays wipe our memories. The idea is because it might mess up too much with their own future timeline. I'm just trying to say there are dangers to genetic engineering and reproductive technologies that go way beyond the dystopian dangers of something like A Brave New World, or the escapades of Klaus Schwab turning us into the Borg. It could mess up our DNA permanently. That's why if we choose to tinker, we need to leave legacy humans around in case we screw up royally. Again, I hope you guys enjoyed my thought experiment video. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to JT for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button, the way that Elon Musk's mind is going to get smashed when he realizes that the greatest inventions in history were made by unmarried men. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that are interested in trading access to their ass-gina for your attention away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.